One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody. He's been on this show before. He's a multi-time guest. He's all over the independent scene. He's the king of the energy drink. He is the power punch. He's got a billboard in Times Square. He's in an upcoming movie, The Frequency of Miracles. He is Vinny Pacifico. Vinny, how you doing, buddy?
Thank you for having me. How you guys doing?
Good to see you.
Great to see you guys. Wait, let me see. I don't like the sides.
Oh, you don't like the portrait version?
Yeah.
There we go. All right. There we go. Hey, Dylan, man.
How are
man?
You guys? Thank you for having me.
You've been busy. You've been traveling. You've been going everywhere.
Guys, this week has been such a blessing. Honestly, I'm so blessed. So lucky because it's just been a wild week. Finally got home today, last night, winding down. And I've been in the city all week, just doing a bunch of media, a bunch of press, a bunch of just getting ready for the upcoming movie and upcoming other projects that we have. And it's just been a lot. But I'm very excited.
All right, tell us how the billboard came together. Billboard in Times Square. Big things.
Bro.
Yes.
So, December, I got called by my manager. I have a manager that does my movies, commercials, sponsorship deals. I have a manager who does all that for me, right? Everything non-wrestling takes care of. Pretty much. And he calls me. He goes, hey, I just got a spot. I'm an EP for this movie, and I want to put you in it. This is an opportunity for you to get on and just tell your story and be around people who are just like the Frequency of Miracles is like the secret. The Secret was a movie, 2006, I believe, where they interview people based on their story, their mindset, their mindset and the way they live their life. And, the movie made millions. So Frequency of Miracles is like similar to that. Right. And, so they have a great cast. Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's a huge doctor in his space. You got Les Brown, who's the number one speaker in the whole world. You got all these huge names that are part of this film. And they put me in there, which is awesome. This is like, wow. But I got to tell my story. I got to talk about my growing up, becoming a wrestler, how I got bullied, you know, and how it changed me and how it changes my outlook on life and how, you know, just how I want to be someone who inspires people and I want to give back to this world. And so I was able to tell my story in that movie. It was a really cool opportunity being behind the camera like that. And yes, now we're rolling. We got premieres coming soon. The billboard was the first step for the promotion of the film and the book that's attached to it. There's going to be more billboards actually for this film. And there's a lot of legs here. It's really exciting. And I love that I could shine a light on pro wrestling, you know what I mean, to a whole new audience, because this audience is just a whole bunch of different people. There's authors, there's doctors, there's speakers, there's a whole bunch of different people who do tons of different things in these films that have huge followings. Now I get to come in and talk about pro wrestling, independent wrestling, and shine a light where a light was not shined before. So it's really, really special to me that I was able to do that.
I wanted to ask, because you said there's people from all different types of like walks of life that are in this film. If you've heard of any of their stories, like which one was the one that kind of stood out the most to you or the most interested that if you haven't watched it, the most interested you're waiting to see in the film?
Wow. So I was sitting behind the screen. I want to learn about Les Brown. Les Brown is a massive speaker. He's a wonderful person. He's done so many big things. He wasn't at the shooting I was at, but I really want to see his story because he's done some amazing things. He's one of a kind. He's so unique, and I would love to be able to see his story and learn how he became from what he was to who he is, and that's something awesome that I would love to sit and see. But everyone has so different stories. One person was there, her husband just passed away, so she was able to like give up insight about like how her life changed and how just everything gets affected by that and how she kept pushing forward. Just there's such beautiful stories that people have that you don't even know about until you just hear them and you're like, wow, you went through that? Oh my gosh, this is why you are the way you are. And it's like this just so much uncovers. And it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, why someone is the way they are, you know? And it was just such a beautiful weekend. That whole week was just crazy filming, and it went so fast. They put me on the profile. They get the billboard up there. They did everything really, really professionally and really fast. This will be stream places, platforms. There's a few of them that they're already talking about, which is awesome. But again, I'm just really excited to get pro wrestling to be shined a light on by these people. Cause you know, it's just so many different like, topics. You know, you have doctors, like authors, you have health people, you have spiritual people, you have all these different, like, fandoms, not even fandoms, whatever it may be. But you have all these different, like, walks of life that people are fans of and will tune in for. Then you hear my story, and I shine a light on pro wrestling, and I shine a light on, you know, what the business is like, you know, my insight, what I've done, how I've done it, what I've gone through to get where I am now. And it was just a really cool opportunity that week. And, it was really, really cool. And there's talks of other movies now, like lots of other stuff. There's so much happening right now where it's like I'm meeting all these directors and producers who are interested in working with me. And it's just been it's been uncovering so much opportunity. And it's just like a snowball, you know. And of course, wrestling on top of that is very, 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 very busy as well. Just traveling nonstop, you know. But I'm just very blessed right now to be able to be where I am.
Okay, I'm gonna press. I'm gonna say who you've been talking to. What directors are out there? M. Night Shyamalan talking to him. Michael Bay. We're seeing a Michael Bay film. You got the power punch, boom, and then the fireworks.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
No one in particular. These are the people like are like producers mostly, but it's just been such a crazy. It's crazy to see how. Things snowball, and people ask me like, Vinny, how are you doing this? How is this happening? And I always say this, do everything possible, you know, do the podcast, do the media, do the interviews, you know, show up early to shows, like just do everything you can in wrestling. Right. And then also, of course, if you want to be an actor, do that as well. Like I just think use your time so wisely that there's no waste of time and everything you're doing with your time, like, time is money and you have to use your time wisely. So that's what I've been really doing lately is just trying to use my time as wisely as possible. Like I will fly in.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Wrestle, do the show, and then I'll fly back early in the morning to get to where I gotta go next. Like, I would make sure that I use my time completely wisely and use it, micromanage the time that I have for everything that I have that I have to do.
So I have a question for you in regards to, like, acting. Is there, like, any particular kind of, like, genre of acting that you want to, like, pursue in the future? Because you kind of were able to tell your story here. Are you more interested in, like, playing a different role in maybe, like, a comedy or maybe do some voice acting? What's kind of the future in that realm of the spectrum for you?
So I would love to do voice acting because I think I have a really fun voice to play with. That's definitely something that I'd love to explore. Horror is something that I got into do. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm kind of trying to be very vague here. There's a wrestling horror series that we've been working on, and now it's like literally like a week away from being complete, like ready for distribution, ready for distribution. So pretty much that's where we're at, and things are looking really cool. I'm really excited. This is awesome. But I already got to kind of do a horror type genre thing as Power Punch, as my character, you know? So right now we're in the final stages of production. It should be finished completely, like, very, very soon. And we already have some talks to distribution, so right now we're seeking distribution for that. So I already did horror. I loved it. I would say it's horror, but it's, like, on the horror end. It's thriller. It's really, really fun, what we're able to do. And it's, so I love that. Horror, I love horror. I'm a horror fan. I love horror movies. Definitely comedy. I like to be fun. I'm funny. I'm quirky, you know. So I like to do that stuff too. So I'm kind of open for a lot of things as long as, you know, it fits what I want to do in my life.
Tell us about the United Nations event that you attended. So that's a big deal as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. So people from the movie were pretty popular. So they have that connection there. And it was a UN gala event. And it was for African women's health. It was very, very cool. I got to meet the Princess of Nigeria and all these awesome people, you know, from all around the world. Like, oh my gosh. And it was just such a cool environment to be around people who were just like, who are dedicated to like a good cause, spreading love. Everyone was kind. Everyone had a good heart. It was just such a cool, really cool environment. And I was nervous at first, but once I saw how cool and calm and collected everybody was, and everyone was just like a positive force, really. Like, everyone was just positive and just like, it was very light. That was where I was like, oh, this is cool. And I kind of calmed down a little bit. You know, it's the first time for everything. And, you know, you're nervous the first time you do things. But as I kind of just, like, walked in there and I was, like, meeting these people, everyone had a smile on their face. They were listening to music. There's music playing. It was such a cool opportunity.
Love it. What I want to know what's new with you in regards to your independent bookings. Like, what's the, because every time I check your social media, you're going somewhere else. You're going to a different place. You're in a different promotion I've never seen you in before. So what's like the next thing up that you're looking forward to?
So Saturday I'm wrestling Matt Sigmund from the Heat Seekers. That I'm excited for. It's in West Virginia. That's gonna be a really fun one. The 15th I'm back in Jersey. 22nd, I'm in Delaware for 1CW. There's just so much. And then March 1st, I'm really excited for this. I'm back in WWC in Puerto Rico. That company has been really, really cool for me. They've been, they treat me really well. They're really fun to work with. Very professional brand. And there's just so much opportunity there. I'm going to Hood Slam March 7th, which is something I'm so excited for.
Nice.
I love people there. I love the people that work there. Great people. March 15th, I'll be at UGWA, wrestling Jordan Cruz. That one I'm very excited for as well. So this is East Coast, West Coast. There is talks for overseas stuff, of course, but obviously I have to figure out with the movie stuff where my schedule lies with that. But I'm very, very, like, grateful for everything happening, you know. It's just because, like, you know, I have movies that they film that are being talked about that film overseas. So it's like everything's just, like, working out in a really cool way. And, wow, I'm very excited, as you can tell. I'm very, like, amped up right now. And it just, this whole week has just been a just good news after good news after good news, right? And it's just been so – and the wrestling stuff is awesome as well. I'm wrestling all the time, every week, all over, different cities, different states. Just came back from a European tour. That was phenomenal. I did Hungary, Romania, Germany, Netherlands. That was a fun tour. You know, it was really, really fun, really cool. I love wrestling in Germany. The people in Germany are amazing. The talent, the fans, just amazing, amazing. Well, they have over there special. And I'm sure you heard from other wrestlers how Germany is special. It really is. But so is France. And France is a place I'm looking forward to going back to very soon.
Tell us about just like going to different countries and kind of learning different cultures and any cool spots for people who might be visiting, whether they're going there to wrestle or whether they're just going on a vacation or a trip. Like, what were some cool discoveries that you found while you were in your various travels?
Wow. Hey, great question. Hey, so I loved France a lot. I loved the culture, the food, because again, the food out there is special. Everyone loves the French food. Yeah, so you go out there, you could eat, or at least, I mean, I walked a lot. So but I ate a lot of desserts. You know, I kind of went off my diet a little bit there. But I lost weight as I was doing that. So the food there is very light. Delicious, yeah, but light. So I would say if you're in France, go to Paris. There's shops everywhere. And I don't think there's a place that's there that there's nothing good. Everywhere you go, there's something delicious to eat. I went to the Louvre. Yeah, I went to the Palace of Versailles in France. That place is so beautiful, so special. The history, the art on the walls. I didn't want to leave. You know, it was so cool. I also love going to churches. When you're in these areas, they have such beautiful churches from like the 1400s and the 1300s. It's insane. And getting to see the old like artifacts that are still there, and it's just the tools they find, like the guards' masks of those days, like the prince's outfit. It's just so cool to me. And like in school, you're in school, you listen to history class, you're like, you're bored, sitting there bored. But like when you're going to these places and seeing the history and seeing in front of your face, it's the coolest thing ever, you know? So I would say if you're like wrestling or you're as a fan traveling these places and you're going to see France or Germany or even, and of course, anywhere you really go, honestly, has so much history, you know what I mean? But I would say definitely visit the cathedrals are really cool to visit. In Finland, even there's three cathedrals that are like in a area, and they're just like ginormous with such cool like what's the word there's the glass windows that are like really cool. I don't know the word for that.
Stained glass windows.
Yes, beautiful. And then, like, how the sun shines in and everything. It's really, really special to look at. Then if you do, Finland also has this island called Suomenlinna in Finland. It's a small island in the middle of, like, the water. And I felt like I was, there was, like, chains that were, like, King Kong would be attached to those chains. Like, it's, like, giant, enormous chains, like just like on the side, and I'm like, these chains are like, who are these chains for? Like Godzilla, like huge chains, and it's like these beautiful little huts, little houses, and like then they, like you see these little huts, I guess. And you walk in, it's pizza restaurant. You know what I mean? It's just so cool. And so I would say if you're traveling, and even as a wrestler, take the time to go and you know enjoy the area, see the beauty that there is out in this world. It's such a beautiful world that we live in, and we don't get to appreciate it enough. So I try and always take the time to, even as an extra day, just go and enjoy the world. I started wrestling, I was like 14, but started traveling heavily at 17 and 18. And I kind of was in and out wrestling, traveling, wrestle, but back home, there we go. And now it's like, I'm missing the beauty that there also is beyond the wrestling, beyond the wherever I am, you know what I mean? So now I try to always make a mental note to try and enjoy the area that I'm in and try to see the beauty that there is to see and, just create memories, you know, take pictures, you know, that's the thing you gotta do, take the pictures.
So I have a question for you, because we're both East Coast boys, we're both the New York City boys. What was the best like text or reaction you got to your billboard being in Times Square from a friend or family member? Because I know you had to get one or two that was just like made you bust out laughing or had your jaw on the floor.
I couldn't honestly. It was. They asked me why I'm in gear. Why are you in gear? So when they asked me, hey guys, please submit your photos for the billboard, because the movie kind of covered everything, right? They kind of like they had everything set for the times, everything was set by the movie, but they wanted to make sure everyone looked the way they wanted them to look, present themselves. And everybody from this film was kind of like wearing a suit and a tie and whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'm a wrestler. Like, put me up in their gear. Like, let me be different, right? So like, that was something really that I made sure to like stand out, right? But my mom was very happy to see it. My dad couldn't believe it. So my brother-in-law, my sister's fiance came, and he came. He works in the city, and he FaceTimed my sister, and she was crying. She couldn't like they were because my sister, my grandmother is going through a tough time right now in the hospital. She's not doing really well. So my sister was there taking care of her. So she couldn't make it, my sister. So my brother-in-law had the camera FaceTiming, and she was crying. She was happy to see it. You know, my nephew was there. He saw it. They were all smiling ear to ear, seeing me on that billboard. So it was really very positive, very happy. So my sister, I would say, posting on Facebook, my brother's on the billboard. Oh my gosh! Like that was really funny to see, going crazy. Another funny reaction. My dad's friend, funny you say, his name is Vinny. My dad's friend Vinny calls him. Yo, I see your son on the billboard in the city. And my dad's like, really? I'm here. And they met up and they hung out. It was so funny. It was just such a funny thing. It was really funny to like, my dad got the phone call. He goes, oh, why are you calling me? He's like, I see your son. Oh, and it was just really funny. It was just like, that was a really funny one. Then I had some friends reach out to me like, oh my gosh, Vinny, what the heck's going on? This is insane. You know what I mean? You know, and it's just such a blessing to be featured on that billboard. It was supposed to be on the TKTS billboard, which is a different one. And then for some reason they moved it to the NASDAQ one. The NASDAQ one is very prestigious. Very prestigious. And stay tuned, because I think I'm going to be going back on that billboard very soon, actually.
For some reason, he's running from the grind, but he decides to show up. I don't know if he can bring himself on, because if he can't, oh, he can. That's unfortunate. Oh, I was just
of course I can.
I didn't know if you were, you know, if you were just on however.
I've got my own login on this thing.
Fair.
Vinny Pacifico. Hello.
Great to see you.
It's
been a while. I'm very happy to see you.
I knew you were coming, and when I found out, I was like, I got to show up at least for 5 minutes and say hello, and also be like, hey, you were just in Toronto a few months ago, and you didn't call, you didn't write, you didn't visit.
I was in Toronto.
I think you did A1. I think you were in Hamilton not long ago.
Oh, that was a quick one. That was a quick one. But yes.
Yeah, you were and out.
Yes, I know.
Joel, quit being a jerk to our guest.
I love Vinny. I only show up when a guest this caliber of Vinny Pacifico. Hey,
I love
up.
Vinny, and then I'm gonna say, why didn't you come visit me while you were in Toronto?
I did tell you though a time when I was going out there. I did tell you. I think I did tell you one time I was going out there. So hey.
Yeah. Hey, it's fine. You know what? We play Jewish guilt on this show. It's fine.
Do you only have a I question? Why are you here?
Because Vinny's here, so I gotta show up. I gotta say congratulations to my dog.
I love it.
Do you have partner promo punch in the face? You have anything?
No, I really just wanted to say hi. I'm cleaning up. I'm in Ottawa. I'm at my mom's place. I'm cleaning up all the old stuff that my dad left, and I just wanted to say hi. Hi, everyone.
Very good to see you.
Bye, Joel.
Oh, that's it? Damn. But very good to see him, though.
He didn't have a question. He didn't come in prepared with anything. You know, I thought he was going to be on the show and add something to it.
Nope.
If I wanted to just bring on random people, I could easily bring on random people to say hi. There's no value in that. Nah. He'll come on the show and add some value, Joel. You've already missed this show. I move it to 5 days a week, and he only shows up for two of them now.
Wow. Big League Us.
Tell us about doing the skit with Tommy Dreamer, and was real barbed wire used in that skit?
Yes. That was a fun skit to do with Tommy Dreamer. You know, he's one of the coolest people that I met in wrestling. Like, such a kind heart, you know? And I reached out to him, like, hey, Tommy. I met him a bunch of times. Reached out to Tommy Dreamer. Hey, Tommy, how are you? I have this idea for a skit. You know, I think you're going to love it. I mean, honestly, like, it's kind of genius. Because I have these skits that I do with, like, energy drinks. Explain to him what the deal is. And I'm like, this is a great idea, I think. Let me see what I could do. I went to this barbed wire place. There's some junkyard by my house or by wherever I was. I went there and I'm like, hey, do you have like a foot or two of barbed wire? And they're like, no one buys a foot or two. Like, usually they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this is just like this big. It's all I need. And I'm like, how much would that be? And they're like, I don't think it's like anything. And they're like trying to figure out like a price to give me. And they're like, just take it. And I'm like, thank you. So I had it. Yeah, I had the drink. I actually did it myself. I put gloves on. I wrapped the bottom to be like kind of like closed, so where the drink could sit in there. And I wrapped it around the drink. It took a little while, but I got it to work. And Tommy loved the idea, you know. And I thought it was hilarious. I came from the venue with like a bag with like barbed wire and a drink inside of it. And people who did not, like people who saw me going from my car to the venue, probably were like, "What's this guy doing?" And even if they were, so be it. I don't care. I got to just do the funniest video I ever did. And so I walked in. We filmed the skit. It was hilarious. One take. Because literally, like, I will say this, and this is not me bragging, but 99% of the skits that I do take one take. So, and most of it's not even planned. We just go off how we're just feeling. But the Tommy Dreamer one was a really fun one that I thought thoroughly. Because I'm like, what? Who? And I never thought of, like, an extreme energy drink, but like it's a perfect idea. Like what else could you really? It's just, I thought it was funny.
Joel is gone. He did not come prepared with a partner promo punch in the face. But I, you know, the king of being prepared on this show, I do have a partner promo punch in the face. Last time you were on this show, you mentioned you want to wrestle Chris Jericho. I remember. Yes. My memory is very good on this.
Sing against him.
Oh, okay, sing against him. Wrestle against him.
Whatever it is.
Just work with Chris Jericho.
Yes.
Well, now I'm going to give you a chance to work with all three members of the Learning Tree. Partner, promo, punch in the face. Chris Jericho, Big Bill, Brian Keith.
Promo against them? Or what was it?
All right. So you have to pick one to partner against.
Okay.
Or partner with.
Okay.
Pick one to promo against. Pick one to punch in the face.
Team with Big Bill because he's huge.
Smart.
Promo you said? Promo with?
Promo.
Yeah.
Brian Keith because he's great. And I think we'd go well together. And this last one?
Punch in the face. You're going to punch Chris Jericho.
Yeah, in the face.
Yeah. That's fair. Maybe might not be alone.
Big Bill's huge. Who wouldn't want a team with Big Bill? Who would want to be on the receiving end of that?
Yeah.
Nobody. So I'd rather team with him.
No, that's very fair. Like, you got to be smart. If you did fight Big Bill, don't wear the backpack. That's where Powerhouse Hobbs messed up.
Gotta be smart. Gotta be smart. Yeah. Gotta think smart. Work smart. Wait, what's the saying?
Work smarter, not harder.
Not harder.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, you're from New York, so you have the Timbs and you have a bag full of bricks.
I got everything.
The deal
with I got it.
Yeah.
Vinny, we appreciate you joining us here today. Let everybody know where they can find you at. Let everybody know what you got coming up.
I love you guys. You guys are my favorite. I got so much coming up, wrestling in Delaware, Puerto Rico, a lot of the West Coast next month in March. March 1st, Puerto Rico for WBC. March 7th for Hell Slam. March 15th for UGWA. March 8th, I can't announce it yet. It's unannounced yet. Just a lot going on. So much going on. Please stay tuned to my Instagram at Vinny Pacifico, Twitter, Vinny Pacifico 1, and Facebook, Vinny Pacifico. Everything goes there. Everything hits that. TikTok, I really wasn't fond of it. I don't really know how to use it. I can't download it. So just Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And that's where everything goes. I have a lot of fun. A lot of my travel stuff goes on my Instagram as well, my stories. So tune in, enjoy, and I will be probably in a city near you.
Thank you, Vinny. We appreciate it. Safe travels out
there.
Thank you guys. Good luck with everything. Keep us updated on when the movie comes out, and we can, you know, continue to promote that. You're welcome back anytime, especially now that we're 5 days a week. Like, we need as many guests as we can possibly get.
I love it. Thank you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you.
Vinny Pacifico, everybody.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.